Hi, this is Sean Anderson, and I'm grateful that you took the time today to stop by and listen to the blog titled, When Showing Up Starts Costing You. Here we go. Some questions don't need advice. They need clarity, especially when your heart is pulled in two directions, like this one from a reader. I keep showing up for someone who keeps taking from me. Am I right to keep hanging in there with this person? Here's how I answered. Dear friend, that's not an easy question because giving your best matters, but there's a line. Most of us don't see it until there's less of us left. I've crossed it. I've had conversations where I gave everything trying to help, but nothing changed except me. Quieter, distant, heavier. Smaller. I wasn't helping anymore. I was disappearing. So yeah, that's where the line is. Give your best, but just don't give yourself away to prove it. It's like loading rocks into a wheelbarrow. At first, it's easy. Then you add one too many. Then it tips, and the rocks fall. And when you tip, the truth falls out too. You weren't lifting them up. You are letting them pull you down. Trying is right until it starts taking from you, your energy, your peace, your edge. Ignore it long enough and you don't just feel drained. You are. So what do? You walk away. Not because you don't care, because you do. Enough to stop losing yourself, because showing up shouldn't cost you who you are. And if it does, it's not helping anymore. Because once you start disappearing, there's nothing left to give to anyone. The final question you need to ask, do I leave this person with less of me or more of me? So today I hope my words add an ounce to your thinking. I wish you well. With humility and gratitude, Sean. So there you have it. I hope I added value to your life today. Please, this week, go out, create a series of great days, and may you be the one that inspires and encourages others to live and do the same. I'll see you next week.